What the hell? Lawmakers, legal experts react to looming charges against Hunter Biden. By Wendell Hasebo on September 7, 2023. Lawmakers and legal experts raised the alarm that an indictment could shield President Joe Biden's son from justice. So here's the question for Wise: what the hell have you been doing for the last 5 years? Questioned Andrew C. McCarthy, former assistant United States attorney for the Southern District of New York. Related video, Mar: there's real corruption in Hunter Biden scandal and a lot of the left-wing media will not cover it. McCarthy criticized special counsel David Weiss for investigating Hunter Biden for 5 years without bringing charges and allowing statutes of limitations to expire. The answer, of course, is burying the Biden investigation. And for that service, Biden Attorney General Merrick Garland has branded him special counsel, a position for which he is unqualified based on the relevant regulations and unfit based on performance, or lack thereof. But don't you worry, Weiss is now promising that by the end of this month, he will indict a gun charge so straightforward it could have been indicted with about a week's competent investigation 5 years ago, and would have been if the defendant's name hadn't been Biden. That would be the same gun charge Weiss tried to disappear 6 weeks ago. Garland is right. The Biden probe couldn't be in better hands, at least from the Biden administration's perspective. House Ways and Means Chair Jason Smith, RMO, said in a statement that he expects gun charges against Hunter Biden, an indictment that would shield Hunter Biden from tax charges that IRS whistleblowers alleged. These soon-to-be-filed gun charges are just another attempt to shield the president's son from fully facing justice. IRS whistleblowers have outlined numerous felony tax crimes allegedly committed by Hunter Biden, including avoiding paying taxes on millions of dollars in income. Yet the only action DOJ has taken is to attempt a sweetheart plea deal for a few misdemeanors and unrelated gun crimes and running out the clock on holding the president's son accountable for failing to pay over $300,000 in taxes owed in 2014 and 2015. The American people are right to question the motives behind any new indictments that do not include charges for the felony tax crimes outlined by the brave individuals who testified before the Ways and Means Committee. Watch, CNN's Honig: DOJ repeatedly took very lenient stance on Hunter, only changed after public pressure, whistleblowers. Jonathan Turley, a constitutional law professor, argued that any potential gun charges could pit Hunter Biden against his father's policy on gun control. After the spectacular collapse of his sweetheart deal with the Justice Department in court, Hunter Biden's lawyer angrily told the prosecutors in open court to just rip it up. It appears, however, that the defense team does not want to shred one part of the deal, the diversion agreement to avoid any charge over his false statement to obtain a gun permit. The defense is now arguing that, since the two sides signed the agreement before the implosion in court, it is final and complete. The Justice Department thinks otherwise. It is arguing that neither the probation officer nor the court agreed to the plea agreement to finalize it. Indeed, it was the sweeping immunity language buried in the gun charge section that led the court to throw a flag on the play. Accordingly, the Justice Department is now pledging to indict Hunter by the end of the month. Yet, the president may not be quite ready for his son to join actual hunters in advocating for sweeping gun rights protections, including for drug users. Watch, Joe Biden says, "I'm very proud of my son," after reports of Hunter plea deal. Mike Davis, founder and president of the pro-Trump Article 3 Project and former chief counsel for nominations to Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley, warned voters don't be fooled by the potential charge. Both Democrat senators picked Delaware U.S. Attorney David Weiss, he posted on X, describing Weiss' history. Protected Biden's for years. Let statute of limitations expire on tax charges. Buried credible evidence of Biden's foreign bribery. Tried to give Hunter secret immunity. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, R.K. White, told Fox Business the looming charges could clear Vice's checkered history. "It's obvious Hunter Biden has committed about a dozen crimes," he said. "I'm proceeding with caution with David Weiss, but I'll say this. This is an opportunity for David Weiss to clear his good name." Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.